You're listening to Artbeat on RTRFM 92.1. I'm Beck Bowman. And right now we're speaking with Erica Mason. Erica is the Academic Chair for Design Thinking and Service Design. She's also a lecturer in graphic design at Murdoch University. She's here to tell us all about the work of the Creative Media Disciplines students. She's curated a show at Murdoch University called the Murdoch Connecticut Creative Media Showcase. Erica, welcome.
Hi, thank you. That's quite a mouthful.
There was a lot. There was a lot. I feel like I got most of the title correct.
Really well.
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, what is the school that you are on the academic chair for? Like, what does it mean to be a design thinking, service design expert?
Oh, God, that's a big question for so early in the morning. Look, basically all it means is, I mean, I'm a lecturer in graphic design. I'm a graphic designer by trade as well, and I've been a lecturer for, 25-odd years. Design thinking and service innovation is where we just look at the bigger picture, really. So we use abstract thinking to kind of take on the world's complex problems, and the world's in quite a mess, so it really needs that more than ever now.
So thinking about how people actually engage with services.
Absolutely, product, services, anything. Yeah, absolutely. And not just looking at how they do that, but actually getting them on board and designing with them so that when we design things, they're human-centric for the people that are going to be using them.
And can this be applied to things like welfare services as well?
Oh, my God. Those are the kinds of things that we really need that work with. I think I always use the example of Centrelink. It's never a nice experience, Centrelink. I've never heard anyone say that it is. So design definitely needs to be used there. And it should be designed by people who are accessing Centrelink.
Mm.
So that people understand, and the people who are offering that service, obviously the Australian government, understand how these people actually feel and the dignity that kind of comes with that and who they are as people and what that actually means. So, yeah.
So that's the work that that's the way you're teaching the students to think when
Absolutely.
They're going through these courses.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we going to be seeing when it comes to this showcase?
So the showcase is a mix of all of our creative media. So that encompasses graphic design, strategic communication, screen production, photography, creative writing, journalism, games, art and design, sound, and theatre and drama. So it's a hell of a gamut of creative kind of backgrounds, if you like. So we kind of come together to show what creative media actually is, how it functions, how it enhances our world, and how its new technologies can be used to make our situations in our society better. So that's what we're putting on in our show this evening. That's opening tonight.
So when it comes to what we see when we walk in,
mm-hmm.
Can you give us an example of one of the works that are in this show?
Well, there'll be film screenings. There'll be theatre performances. There's a section in there about design thinking, which is using a project that we worked up on in Indonesia, looking at unsustainable shark fishing and all the holistic connections to that and how to kind of make that better. So we've got a whole section on that where you can watch videos and you can see the information that, kind of what we developed and how we kind of worked on that problem. So all the way through the exhibition, there's interactive spaces. Sound has interactive kind of installations. There's games to play. The students in the game art and design course have actually designed games and you can sit down and you can play them. So there's all kinds of great interactive things going on within the show as well.
So it's not just walking in and like passively looking, it's immersive as well.
Yeah, well, you can do both. We've put up for the first time, we've put together a calm space as well. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and a bit kind of sensory overloaded, you can go into one of our lecture theatres and enjoy kind of very ambient setting as well. So we're kind of trying to cover all those bits and pieces that kind of all the experiences that we have.
Yeah, you're applying service design thinking to your own service, really.
Absolutely, and the students have been taught how to do that, so they're the ones who really have done this, yeah.
Erica, what sort of work do your students end up working in? Where are the job opportunities?
Oh, Lord. Well, because there are so many different kind of creative disciplines in the show, that's obviously quite a complex question because there's all kinds of different areas that you could work in. I mean, for example, strategic communication, they end up doing a lot of work for campaign designs and things and press releases and things for government departments and, corporations. Sound do incredible things. They're working with technologies and things to kind of develop sounds for interactions such as like microwave ovens, as beyond kind of music spaces. There's all kinds of things that they do.
What are the microwave ovens?
So the sounds that you hear in your world all day, every day, the technological sounds that you hear, they're designed by the sound students. Yeah. So those kinds of moments that you kind of interact with that have sounds attached to them, that those are the kinds of things that they design as well. So it's not just music they design.
I mean, my washing machine does seem to have a great time at the end of the cycle, I've got to say.
It doesn't shut up, does it?
No.
You can blame them for that, perhaps. obviously, journalism students go off and they get work for, you know, the ABC or, you know, kind of other media platforms to kind of, you know, spread kind of, you know, media information. For what we do in graphic design and design thinking, it's endless. There's problems everywhere, so we can go and help anyone anywhere, really, with design in those spaces.
If you just tuned in, we are talking to Erica Mason. She's a curator of the Murdoch Connecticut Creative Media Showcase. It's opening tonight, and it's happening at Murdoch University. How do people find out more information?
We do have a website, so you can go to creativemediashowcase.murdoch.edu.au. There's also an Eventbrite link, so you can go and it's obviously a free event, but we kind of want registration so that we can make sure we have enough resources available each year when we do these events. You can come to campus basically at 6:30 tonight. That's when our show opens. We'll have awards and speeches from 7, and then we'll have theatre performances from 7:30, and then general kind of showcase exhibition spaces to explore, and then film screenings, outdoor film screenings at 8:30. So it's quite a bumper night. It'll be a very busy event.
So if you're curious about studying, or you're curious about finding potentially someone to fill some gaps in your own organisation, then head on down to Murdoch University and see what this year's crop of graduates have been up to. Erica, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us on Artbeat today.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it.